Drapes and Jay here on Sactown Sports 1140. I know Kings fans, we heated right now. We upset. We ready to throw our hands up and be like, whatever. After what happened last night in the nation's capital, the Kings falling 102-109 to the worst team in the NBA. How does that happen, Jay? The worst team. I don't care about back-to-backs. I don't care about getting into the city at 3:30 or 3 o'clock. I don't care about anything. This is the one team, they got Jordan Poole on their squad. These boys ain't serious about basketball. They not trying to get W's. They got their offseason plans already mapped out.
2 months ago.
2 months ago. They were eliminated from playoff competition January 1.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, seriously, when the calendar turned, their season turned. But yet we let them, and I got the box score right here, shoot 50% from the field. 40% from three. We let them lock us up. We only shot 43%. And I understand Doc Rivers says it's a make-miss league. I get it. But you're going to tell me the entire team is off? You're going to tell me De'Aaron Fox, 10 of 30. HB, 7 of 11. Domas, who only took 9 shots last night. Domas should have had like 35 and 20 last night. No offense to my guy Rashawn Holmes, but Domas used to abuse that dude in practice.
Man.
Exactly, Jay. That's what I'm talking about.
11 wins.
11 wins. And here's the thing about the Kings. As we look at the playoff positioning, and we'll get your phone calls, 916-339-1140. I see Tim hanging on, coming to you in a minute, Tim. When we look back at this season, and if this squad makes the play-in instead of the playoffs, Jay,
oof,
we looking at losses against Detroit.
Yeah.
Washington.
Yep.
Portland.
Yep.
Who else?
Charlotte.
Right. We're looking at those losses as the reason why. It's not losing games to the Pelicans. It's not losing to the Clippers. In fact, the Kings are one of four teams to have lost to both Detroit and Washington this year. You know the other three?
I do. I saw this.
You saw this?
Yes, I saw this.
I'm going to give you the other three. Charlotte.
Terrible.
Trash.
Garbage.
Portland.
Trash compactor.
Nets. I don't even know who on the Nets anymore.
Waste management.
Waste management. Exactly. And that's not the kind of company you want to keep.
No.
If you're Sacramento. Charlotte, 17 wins. Portland, 19. Nets, 26.
Bottom feeders.
Bottom feeders.
Yeah, catfish. They basically at the bottom of the whatever, the river, the ocean, and you don't see them unless they come up for air. You know, the did you have an opportunity to see Rashawn Holmes, Papa Holmes, and Mama Holmes?
Yes, I did.
Oh,
I saw
man.
That. I saw that.
What? Listen.
That was their Super Bowl yesterday, bro.
I was getting ready to say. Love the Holmes family. They came right into the studio. Rashawn came in. Brought his whole family, brother, you know, who acts upon his manager, his day-to-day guy. They came into the studio, fantastic family, you know,
yes.
Gracious.
Much respect. Yep.
Super respectful.
Yep.
You know, just, I mean, nothing but good things to speak about. And I saw that, and I was like, oh, if you haven't had an opportunity to see it, matter of fact, we'll probably play it. Mama Holmes and Papa Holmes, they got on social network Twitter. And, you know, they were high-fiving
yes.
each other. Let's just say that about the win and Rashawn Holmes' play for the Wizards as they beat the Kings, man.
Little Rashawn. And that's the thing that's so upsetting, man, because, you know, they had that one circled. They were like, the way y'all did my son, didn't give him an opportunity once Domas came and Mike came and all this. They had that game circled. And we let them win. Now, on the YouTube chat, Raw Bishop says, definitely not the worst loss. I agree, Raw Bishop. He says, Miami with nobody, Detroit with nobody, or the Bucks or Phoenix games where we boot it with missed free throws. With all the games we gave away, we could be the number one seed. You tell me, Jay. Because Detroit was pretty bad.
It was bad.
Because that was at home, too.
Sure.
You lost
at home. No K. Cunningham, and I get it.
But last night?
This is the worst team in the – Detroit has a better record than Washington.
Right.
And, again, Drapes, we only – and, I know we'd have to know our history to know where we're going.
Yeah.
That's one of the things. You got to know where you came from to know where you're going. But Detroit was 20 games ago. And
right.
I'm just, spitballing. I don't remember exactly. We're talking about 13 games left after yesterday. This was a gimme.
Yes.
If there's any gimme in the league, Drapes, and you know this better than I do, you travel with the guys, you've been around it longer than I have, you have opportunities, you get to read. You know, you when you're on the plane, you get to feel the emotion.
Yes.
You can't tell me, and this I'm upset using that word today because you didn't take the trip to Orlando with the team.
Yeah.
Because believe me, today or Monday, I was going to ask, what could possibly have been the feeling of that team traveling from Washington to Orlando? And I know you're going to Florida, sunny Orlando, you got a day in between, but you just lost to the worst team in the league. And honestly, as you said, Drapes, without the two runs, it was a blowout.
It was a blowout, right. We had a 3 to 5 minute stretch in each half where we look good. Outside of that, and here's the thing, Jay, because I thought about exactly what you're talking about. What's the vibe, the emotion? I know the team had a team dinner last night after the game, like, you know, at one of the nice fancy restaurants. I don't know who went or anything, but I was thinking earlier, after that loss,
hey, cancel that, right, man. look, Drapes, let me say it. I know you can't do it because you are part of the NBA. You walk around with a National Basketball Association throughout the whole entire league credential, right? Yeah. I walk around with a Sacramento Kings credential. Cancel that dinner, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Nobody should be getting anything unless it's paid for out of your own pocket. Vivek,
you said
no
crackers
one.
And water or something like that. Like, dessert. But that's what I'm saying. Like, as a player, as a broadcaster, I don't know if I would have been even wanted to go to that dinner last night after that loss. Because, you know, when you go to dinners, it's a lot of laughing, joking.
Right.
That's one of those where, take your butt back to the room, cry, have some milk, watch some TV, and stew on that loss. Team dinner with steak and lobster and all that. Forget that. Not after that loss. And so I get it. I'm 100% with you, Jay. 916-339-1140. Let's get to Tim, Jay. He's been hanging on for a minute. Tim, I know you fired up, man. What do you got? You're on with Drapes and Jay.
I can't believe that you finally got to me.
Sorry about that, baby. I've been going down the line. What you got?
What I got is, listen, I've been a fan since they came. And you said you got to know your history. I feel the history. I've felt the pain of this team. And the facts are, you cannot question it, they are the Sacramento Kings, and this is what they do. And they always have, and I don't know if they're going to always do it, because history, you know, will change. But this is what they do. There's a certain level of pain that you get when you become a Sacramento Kings fan. That's all there is to it. You can question as much as you want, and try and blame anybody, but this is what they do. And you know what? I love it. I love being a Sacramento Kings fan. I love the suffering. I wouldn't trade it for anything. I'm afraid what's going to happen when they do go national and we do start getting a lot of attention and we start getting some real goofball players in here. I love every player on our team. I love you too, Drake.
Nah, but Tim, you can't love the heartbreak, big fella. You can't don't say, oh, this is Sacramento, we're the Kings, this is just how it is. You can't be okay with the heartbreak.
No, I am okay because I've been a Sacramento King from the very beginning. It is part of the deal. I mean, when I first became a fan, I would have said, that's unacceptable. But over the years, they have trained me. I'm not going to go crazy and lose my health over getting so upset over such a terrible loss. It's just part of the deal.
Listen up, Tim. I appreciate you. I love your passion. I love your energy. I get it. But, dude, we're trying to win a championship here. Now, if you want to have that loser's mentality, go for it. But I'm not going to say to the people listening right now and the people watching on YouTube, okay, it's okay if we lose. We expect it. We're the Sacramento Kings. That's what's supposed to happen, Tim. That's not how it's supposed to go, Jay. Is that what we're doing out here right now?
Nah.
Accepting losing?
Not me.
That's what I'm saying.
And I think we have to change our mindset. And I think that's what we, you know, Kings fans have been having conversations and talking about and calling into the station. And you see it socially all the time is, you know, and even we use the word expectations, but I think we need to change our mindset in the fact of, like, I'm not okay with losing to the Washington Wizards.
Yeah.
I'm not okay losing to the Charlotte Hornets without LaMelo and Terry Rozier and all. Like, I'm not okay going to Detroit to the Little Caesars and not being able to munch on the pepperoni. Like, I'm not okay losing to Portland.
Right.
I'm not okay, you know, watching this team struggle against Memphis, go to overtime against Memphis.
Memphis with nobody.
Pretty much almost lose to Toronto.
Yeah.
Like, how many times and I've said this, how many times has Malik Monk saved the Kings? What heroic play in the fourth quarter, right, Drapes? You've called him.
Yeah,
you
know, saw it against Memphis the other night. Nah, you're right.
Minnesota a week and a half or two ago, whenever it was, scoring 18 points in the fourth quarter, you know, 37 for the game and all but 8 points came in the third and fourth quarter, like saving these guys. I'm not accepting, and I'm different, but I'm asking Sacramento Kings fans to no longer, like, I never accepted losing ways, but I understand what Tim is saying is this is something the Kings have been through, heartbreak. You know, you've said it plenty of times, too many times. Yeah. Sooner or later, to change the narrative, we have to stop the cycle. Mm. Like, we're not doing that no more.
You're 100% right, Jay. And here's the thing, and I want the fans out there, the listeners, to weigh in, 916-339-1140. Are you Sacramento Kings fans okay with mediocrity? Have you accepted losses to Washington, to Portland, to Charlotte, Detroit? I'm going to tell you why I haven't accepted it. Plus, we'll get to your call, Sactown Sports 1140. Drapes and Jay here at the Drive Guys, Sactown Sports 1140. Our guy Kevin Gleason, Whitey, out sick today. I know he's listening. So get better, Whitey. Hopefully, we'll see you on Monday when the Kings take on the Philadelphia 76ers back at the crib at the G1C. We just had caller Tim on the line, and Jay, he really upset me, man. He pissed me off. He's accepting the fate of the Kings. It's like, this is what we do. We lose to the Washingtons of the world, and we should be okay with that.
I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that, Drapes, and I know you're not doing it. And hopefully, Sacramento King, the King's Kingdom, as I like to call them, we're not doing that.
Right, exactly. Because, you know, and I'll tell a quick story here. My first year here in Sacramento, we're playing the Pelicans at the time. Zion, Ingram, CJ, they got the names. They got the stars. Our guy De'Aaron Fox goes for 43 in that game. Katie Christensen, my broadcast partner, who I love dearly, we were on the pre and post. We go on the post game, and she says, well, we can't expect De'Aaron to do that every single night. And I say, the hell we can. If he wanted to be in the same category as Tatum, Donovan Mitchell, Bam Adebayo. If he wants to be that dude, we need him to be that dude. We can't have role player De'Aaron Fox. And we saw what happened since then. Foxy, one of the best guards in the league, all NBA performer last season. And so I tell you that story because if we accept and expect mediocrity, that's what we'll get. We have to hold this team to higher expectations. I didn't walk in talking about championships. Jay didn't walk in talking about championships. You know who came in first day on the job talking about championships? Mike Brown. Mm. Mike Brown walked in the building. He wasn't talking about ending no streak. He wasn't talking about ending the drought. He was talking about building the championship contender. So no, Tim, I won't accept mediocrity. You can, but as a Sacramento Kings fan, we should not. And I know you guys are out there on the phone line right now, 916-339-1140. Let's go to Joe. Joe, you're on with Drapes and Jay. Don't tell me you're accepting mediocrity from the Sacramento Kings.
Hell no. I mean, it's frustrating. I've been a longtime fan since, you know, beginning of time. And what I expect is what you just said. You know, everybody on the team, every minute they play, it's the heart of a lion. Out there to win, period, end discussion, 100%. No role players, let's win. And last night is a big disappointment. And there's some nights when I'm watching the game, it's like, how is that acceptable? How can you throw a bad pass and smile? I mean, come on. This is not the way the Kings, you know, the one time we did have a great run, it's not how they used to run out there. They played to kill every night. And then those old Laker games, there wasn't anybody okay with a loss. Who are we kidding here?
So, I mean, that's all I got to say is I get so disappointed that not everybody on that team isn't ready to kill for a win. What do you think?
No, I appreciate that, Joe. Thank you so much. And, you know, you're right to an extent. You know, I do know the guys care. We saw it from Malik Monk, Jay, at the end of the game.
Absolutely.
He was heated.
Yeah, he was.
He stormed off. And I'm okay with that. A lot of people saying, text me, what do you think about Malik? Well, at least it shows me he cares.
Yeah.
At least it shows me he's not okay with the status quo, what's going on. You know, and I'd you know, don't you know this, Jay, from being a coach and a player. I'd rather have a guy too emotional and too geeked up and pull him back than trying to motivate somebody and get him to play. And so that's why I love Malik, because he wears his heart on his sleeve.
Yeah.
You know how he is. He comes with that heat. He comes with that fire night in and night out. And so as a Kings fan, I like that. We want to see that from our players. We're not accepting losses to Washington. No offense. Washington might be one of the worst run franchises in the league right now. And I know they got my boy Chris Miller doing play-by-play. Shout out to him. The great Drew Gooden as well on the color commentary. But right now, this Wizards team, they're awful. 11 wins coming in, Jay, and we let them let them off the hook. I mentioned it the first segment, the first hour. They are Glass Joe from Mike Tyson's Punch-Out or whatever the game was called. All you got to do is hit them once, and they fall
they
down.
They flailing out.
They flail. You don't even need a combo or anything. Yeah. Just one right hook, and they are done.
I agree.
We didn't deliver it at all. We didn't deliver it.
From the 916 Drapes, I'm not okay with losing. But, Kyle, what are we supposed to do? I'm not going to stop trying. I'm not going to stop buying tickets. How do you hold them to higher expectations?
That's a fabulous question, and I don't know how to answer that. I will say this. Fans can only do a like, I want fans to be respectful at all times. We had this conversation about the boos a couple of weeks ago. To me, fans can either cheer or boo. Now, if this was at home last night and they lost to Washington, are we supposed to just sit on our hands and be quiet?
No way.
Like, because here's the problem, Jay. If it would have been the first time or the second time, okay, it happens. This is a pattern with this team. And when you look at it, this might be the difference between a six seed and a play-in. And as a fan, I don't know. That's hard to swallow. We're going to cheer for our guys no matter what. If we do make the play-in, we're going to be there and ride or die for them. But, man, you got so many opportunities. It's right there for you. The Pelicans trying to give it away right now.
Yeah.
Ingram's hurt for a couple of weeks. They just lost last night to Orlando. You went from 6th to 8th overnight because you lost to the Wizards.
Yeah, it's almost, and you know, you win some, you lose some. I understand that. Mm-hmm. But there are opportunities to gain a lot of ground and gain some steam and gain some momentum. And I think one thing with this team is I haven't seen it. Like, there haven't been, they ran off 10 straight, you know, or they
won.
It's never. They won 10, they lost 10, and that's okay. But why do you always say it's a roller coaster? And it's frustrating in this, Kyle, and this is as simple as I can keep it, to be honest. There's just certain times during the season where, as much as you say, okay, any given day, you just can't lose.
Right.
You can't lose. There are times during the season you just can't accept a loss. And I think that's part of it for me is – we see Malik, you know, he's not accepting it.
Right. Yep.
I think Domas is another player on our team. He doesn't really like to accept losses. But no one's going 82-0.
We understand that. Yep.
But there is a certain point in time where you just cannot accept a loss to the Pelicans. There are certain times you can't accept a loss to the Wizards.
Yes.
And depending on the time of the season is when that is.
Right.
And that's why I say for me, and I know, you know, what have you done for me lately? I didn't feel this way after Charlotte. As much as I'm like, that was a terrible loss. Like, that was terrible. Like, this one, no.
If this was November, all right.
You got plenty of time.
Plenty of time. It's messed up.
Exactly.
But you know what? But like you said, 13 games left to go in the season. Playoff positioning on the line. And this is why I started off the show apologizing to Kings fans, because I really thought this team had turned a corner. But last night was the same issues that we've seen all season long. And so I apologize, because I thought The boys were ready. I thought they were hungry. I thought they were going to get this W yesterday. They understand the shortcomings that they've had against the worst teams in the NBA. They've had talks and meetings about treating the opponent with respect and coming out, and it's just not manifesting itself. Hey, 916-339-1140. Jay, let's sneak one more in. Let's go to Steven on line three. Steven, what's up, man? You're on with Drapes and Jay.
Man, what's good, man? What's good? Two things. Since you brought up booing, I feel like if there's a point where we should boo, I feel like booing the team is us holding our team accountable. You know, as fans, I think we have that right, and we should have that right to let the team know how we feel about the product that's on the floor. Now, that's just one point. My second point is now with Mike Brown, with him searching, I'm trying to figure out what is he searching for. Now, I kind of come up with an idea, and I kind of wanted your guys' opinion on it.
Okay.
Him searching, is he searching for someone that's going to follow through with the game plan that was already preset, or is he searching to just find something? You know what I mean? Or, I mean, does the game plan fall apart and that's when he needs to be like, oh, crap, let me try and, you know, make up for this because the game plan that I had set before the game is falling apart. So it's kind of a two-part question on that last bit. So I appreciate if you could break it down, man. Thank you, guys.
All right, Steven, thanks so much. I think what he's looking for is for guys, it depends on what we're talking, defensive or offensively. Offensively, I never think it's a game plan situation. I always think it's whether you make or miss shots. You know, who's hot tonight? Who has it going? I don't think Mike focuses a whole lot on making changes offensively. But defensively, the game plan is the game plan. And if guys aren't following it, he can live with guys missing shots as long as they're making plays, you know, and following the game plan defensively. But when Kyle Kuzma gets four or five straight line drives yesterday, that's what he's searching for. And also, he's not only searching for a game plan, but energy. Second night of a back-to-back. Let me go to Kessler Edwards in the second quarter. Kessler Edwards changed that game. Helped the Kings go on that, what was it, 18-0 run, I think it was, 21-2 or something like that. Kessler, so that's what Mike's searching for. And Mike is, you know, from what I gather, is a tremendous feel guy. A guy will be sitting on the bench, won't play in three or four games. Mike will say, you know what? I think tonight this guy will have it. And he's been right way more times than he's been wrong. I've praised him on here, Mike Brown coaching his butt off, going with certain guys. And so, Steven, that's what I think he's looking for. Whether a guy who can follow the game plan, inject new life. I always tell the story of what Tommy Heinsohn used to say about bench players and six men. Six men are able to, their job is to come in and either A, continue what the starters have done, or B, change things up. And so Kessler Edwards, Malik Monk, those guys, last night, they were put in to switch it up because the starters didn't have it. Jay, we got much more Drive Guys coming up here on Sacktown Sports 1140. I see the phone lines are hopping, 916-339-1140, continuing to discuss the Sacramento Kings and that bad loss last night against the Wizards. Drapes and Jay, Sacktown Sports 1140. It's the Drive Guys, take you up to 6 o'clock, 916-339-1140, checking out the text line. If you were Mike Brown, what would your message be in the locker room after that loss? That's from the 209 right there. And, you know, it's interesting because when you have a loss like that, you could take one of two tacks, one of two ways. You could yell and scream and throw the clipboard. You could deliver impassioned look into each player's eyes and walk out disappointed. I think ultimately, when you have a loss like that at this point in the season, it's not on the coach. It's not on the coach to come in fired up. It's not in the coach to rip things up and be angry. The players got to look in their mirror, because if this was the first loss.
Is Carmichael there with a fire?
Hey, Jay, I'm a digress right here. Carmichael Dave is our guy, but I listened to that guy enough with all his commercials and spots and everything like that. That's a sore spot for me, big fella.
Man, our system is spazzing out, right, so I'm trying to make it work.
All right, that upsets me. But, no, I'm saying the players got to look at the mirror themselves. If this was the first loss, second loss like this. All right, but as a coach, what more can you say 68 games into the season? This ain't a new thing. And at some point, if I'm a parent, for instance, and I keep telling my son over and over and over, and he doesn't listen, you get emotional. You look him in the eyes, and you make sure he feels the disappointment. You make sure he feels how upset you are. And then you walk out like a mic drop moment. And you let the players sit in and stew about it. Ideally, you'd have a player take charge and speak up. It'd be like, man, bunk this. We can't be having losses like this. So that's what I would do if I'm Mike Brown. 916-339-1140, 916-339-1140. Should we get TC? Is it time for Check It? Check It with TC? Let's get him on. TC, what's up, baby? Mike Check, 1, 2, 3. You're on with Drapes and Jay. What you got for me, TC?
Man, check it out. Drapes, Jay, man. What's going on, man?
Check it, baby. What you got for me?
Listen, that was a frustrating loss, man, but you got to dig it, man. Listen, it's the timely threes of the team. And it's really the timely threes of Fox. Fox, I love you, bro. But it's on the players, Drake. I'm with you. You have to start knowing as a team, when the shots aren't falling, mix it up. I don't care about 53s. All that goes out the window, bro, when you're not hitting. You have to know, listen, this is time to dominate. Domas, we need you to get in the post. No, you guys are shooting jump shots. Give it to me. I'm going to dominate the paint until they stop me. Fox is going to pick and roll until they stop me, bro. That's what you need. That's all I got for Mike. Mike, with the rotations and all, this ain't got nothing to do with rotations, bro. This is on the players getting up for the game. That's why Monk was so mad last night, bro. I don't blame him. He wasn't mad at Mike. Everybody wanted to make it. Him and Mike got into it. No, you know what Malik was mad about, bro? He was mad at his brother. He was mad at Fox, and he was mad at that team. He was mad how Fox took two bad threes when we were down 4 points with 3 minutes and 50 seconds left, bro. That's the part that had me mad. I don't care about us coming back in 15. The whole game had me mad, bro. But those two incidents, bro, when you jack that corner three and you jack the one from the top of the arc, bro, with 3 minutes and 50 seconds, they scored on both possessions when we missed, bro. The timely threes, Fox, I love you, bro. But you got to pick and choose when it's time to shoot, especially when you're not on. I don't care about the 10 straight points. You're supposed to do that.
TC.
You're supposed to turn it on like that.
Hey, go ahead. Keep rocking, bro. You got more? Keep rocking.
No, Drake, go. No, Drake, go.
I'm with you, TC, and I like your passion. Check it with TC here on The Drive, guys. And TC's right, man. We felt it from Malik Monk. Malik wasn't upset at Mike. Malik was upset at the situation. Malik was upset that they lost to those jokers. This is the Washington freaking Wizards. And
Bullets.
I'm okay. The Bullets.
I'm calling them the Bullets.
And we're going to get into it at the top of the hour, Jay, because some people are like, well, Malik shouldn't have walked off the court like that. He shouldn't have left. I don't care. Malik was showing some passion. We need more of that. Because how I view things, Jay, is especially on the road, when you walk into an opponent's arena, I dare them to say something.
Yeah.
I'm coming in to take your lunch money. I'm coming in to disappoint your fans. And too many times we've seen the Kings, especially against the dregs of the NBA, they're the ones getting punked.
Yeah.
Like, that
doesn't sit right with you.
Doesn't sit right. Not at all, because we're a better team than that.
Yeah.
And that's what Malik was showing last night.
Yeah. And like you said, we'll get in it at the top of the hour. I'm with you, man. I'm more, and we probably more similar than other people, and that's
right.
Okay. I would rather you show me you care than me have to guess if you care.
Right, yes.
And I can respect a player, an athlete, a person, you know, where they're up front. I really care about losing. I really care about winning. And, you know, all I want to do is be the best that I possibly can be, Drapes. And I'm not accepting the losses to Washington and Detroit,
yes,
and to Charlotte.
Right.
And if nothing else, because we're paying our hard-earned money. Well, you don't, but our hard-earned money,
yeah,
to go to these games. I'd rather you show me and tell me that than me, man, I wonder if that affected them,
right,
guys,
yeah,
last night.
Yeah.
I wonder, like you said, there was a whole dinner last night. I want to know, did anybody even eat?
Right.
I want to know that. Right. That's how much I'm rocking with the team. Yeah. And so I want that reciprocated towards me, Drake.
Yeah, 100%. 916-339-1140. Getting back to the phones. Let's go to Trey, actually, on line four. Trey, you're on with Drapes and Jay. Trey.
Hey, man, what's up,
What's up, baby?
Jay, Drapes, what's happening?
Good, good. What you got for us?
Hey, man, look. Hey, first off, that dude, Tim, hey, block his number, bro. We don't need people like that. People like that calling. Y'all just accept them. You know, I've been a fan for 30 years, too, but I still got passion for my team. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want them to win. You have the expectation to win, right? Big J, I love what you said. I can't accept losing. I love that soliloquy. Like, that should be played over and over again. And what's sad is this ain't the first time I heard fans call in and say stuff like this. Like, well, you know, it's just, the teams and stuff. Like, man, come on, bro. Like, we got players, you know what I'm saying, that can play top-level basketball. They have some issues with IQ right now, and defensive assignments seem to be lacking a little bit, but they're trying to move towards something bigger.
Yes.
Now, quick, just to get on the point of the game last night, If you look at what happened, they got dominated with points in the paint. How in the hell you let the Wizards dominate you in the paint? Chancellor Edwards was somebody that I talked to my boys all the time before the season started. I said, man, this dude is a workhorse. This dude got the body for it. I think he should be on the court a lot more to help with defensive assignments and covering some of those guys that are hard to cover. Now, you think Keegan would be able to do that. Keegan struggled last night. Okay, that's fine. Mike Brown needs to get in the bag a little bit earlier and start trusting Chester Edwards a little bit more. That's what I got, black and purple, man. Let's go.
Appreciate it, George. I'm with you, man. Kessler brought something last night. And, you know, you talk about the Wizards' points in the paint. I will say that's what they do. But that should have been at the top of the scouting report then, right, Jay?
Yeah.
They're number three in the league in points in the paint, the Wizards
right.
are. So that's what we saw last night. That's who they are. That's their game plan. And last night we gave up, what, 60 points in the paint? 60 to 34. You ain't going to beat anybody giving up 60 to 34.
No. No, I think Trey is Trey barking up the right tree. And I know, you know, after losses, we're always looking for the next piece or the next adjustment for the next game.
Right.
Or, you know, we're in hindsight, we're looking back to, man, coach should have did this or coach could have did that. But the Kessler Edwards move is very interesting. And I know you haven't called for it, but you've also said, you know, there might be a place for a 7-foot wingspan type of guy, you know, to play a quick 10 to 12 minutes. And we got to see him play last year. You know, he started some games. He did okay. In an extended period of a window, I wouldn't mind seeing Kessler Edwards get some time. Unfortunately, I'm not sure we're at the point in this season where we're going to see that anymore.
Yeah,
but it's interesting.
It's hard to experiment or, you know, throw guys in this late
in
the
don't
season.
Do it.
Yeah. All right. George is online too. One more quick one. George, you're on with Drapes and Jay.
Hey, quickly, guys. I just want to say that I love your show. Now, I'm not exactly sure what is the reason that we were high fiving after we won against Grizzlies, which it could have been really a bad game because we almost lost it. And then with the Raptors playing against a bunch of bench and G Leaguers. But then two games before, Brunson gave us the business and no one was able to stop us. But I have a really important question that I would like to ask, in which I believe that the coach is, it's his fault. Duarte had 8 shots and he shot 1 out of 8. Sabonis, our star, right? He shot 9 times. Only 9 times, you guys.
Is that the coach, though, George?
6 of 9.
Or is that the coach? Or is it on Domas? Because he gets the ball. He touches the ball every time down the court. Every play we run is run through Domantas Sabonis. So is that the coach or Sabonis' fault?
Okay. Don't you think when it comes to the break and halftime and all of that stuff, don't you think one of the 50 coaches that we have will be on his ear? Dude, attack the basket. You're a star. You can't. You cannot be only shooting 9 shots and Duarte shooting 8. That's ridiculous. I'll drop it on the coaches.
All right, George, appreciate the call. One final note on that. Sabonis, 9 shot attempts, Jay. Rashawn Holmes, 9 shot attempts.
Man.
You let Rashawn Holmes, who's our guy.
Yeah.
You're DeMontis Sabonis,
he
man.
He equaled you.
Yeah, he equaled you. You're an all-NBA guy. I hear you, George. Somebody, Domas has to be a little bit more aggressive. All right, we got something special coming up. Twitter was on fire after this loss, Jay. People were in their feelings.
Instagram,
man.
Too, bro.
Instagram. We're going to get the best or the worst, however you want to look at it. Jay has that for us next here on The Drive, guys, Sactown Sports. Drapes and Jay on Sactown Sports, 1140. Drive, guys. Kevin Gleason, Whitey at home sick.
It was the game.
It was the game, right? You think so,
it,
huh?
It turned him up. He got a stomach upset.
He went to urgent care, got checked out, and they're like, yep. Yeah. It was what you saw last night, the Kings falling to the Wizards, 109-102 in D.C. And, Jay, usually I try to stay off social media during the games because people be out of pocket.
Yeah.
But I had a glimpse. I had to look yesterday. And sure enough, people was talking some crazy stuff on social media. What do you got for me?
Yeah, they were. And I know 9 times out of 10, you're calling the game or working. And so, like you said, you're really not on social network. But I, me, myself, I'm deep diving.
I'm scuba diving.
Yeah, during the game, I'm scuba diving on the social network to see. And so I think, you know, yesterday was very telling. And we had Tim, and I don't mean to keep picking on Tim, but Tim has accepted the fact that the Kings are up and down and they're heartbreakers. But yesterday, Drapes, there was a ton of activity via social network, Instagram and Twitter. And so I felt today, you know, I wanted to bounce some of these tweets off, some of these posts off you and Whitey. And so I'm going to continue to do that the next 2 or 3 hours. So let's just kick a few of them towards your way. And you tell me, you react
right,
the way Kyle Draper reacts, man. How about this from at Coach Amir 23? Mike Brown isn't a good coach. And until the front office realizes it, this team will be nothing but a play-in and exit team.
Who was that again?
Coach Amir 23, at Coach Amir 23 on Twitter.
See, let me just say this. Coach Amir 23, 24, whatever it is. Anytime you got to put coach in your name, you ain't no real coach. Because if he was a real, all you had to do is put Mike Brown. We know who Mike Brown is. You know what I mean? Phil Jackson, at Phil Jackson. It ain't no Coach Phil Jackson. Let me say this about Mike Brown in that tweet. Are we talking about the first ever unanimous coach of the year? Are we talking about a 2-time coach of the year? Are we talking about a guy that came in and, with the help of Domas, obviously, turned that team into a 48-win team last year? A team that was third place last year? A team that came 50-point Steph Curry game away from advancing to the second round? Are we talking about a team that's, you know, 11 games above 500 right now? Like, what are we talking about right now? Like, what is Coach Amir 23-24 talking about? Like, how quickly we forget some of the coaches we've had come through here, Jay.
Man, come on now.
How quickly we forget. And here we are in year 2, and the Mike Brown slander has begun? Like, is that what we do here in Sacramento?
I would like to say no. I would like to say that. But we have people like Coach Amir 23 on Twitter and Tim calling in, and, you know, they're accepting the mid. You know, they're accepting average. They're understanding to the losses that the Kings have had this season and, you know, in history, and being okay with some of the coaches that we've had, and just, you know, oh, yeah, that's the Kings. That's who they are. That's what they do. I would like to say no, though, Drapes.
I agree with you. You got something else, man.
Yeah, I got something.
That guy, he got my blood pressure up already.
I got you. How about this one? Let's stay with the mid. At ShadRack40 on Twitter. Mid, have to win playoff games, quotation marks, a series to salvage the season.
Ooh.
How about that one?
To salvage the season. You got to win a series to salvage the season. I agree, Jay.
Wow.
I agree. But let me say this. I think it depends on the matchups.
Okay.
If you open up, let's just say, for whatever, and you play Denver, and you lose to the Nuggets, but you forced 7 games. That's a solid season.
Okay.
But if you get swept, you know, and so I guess I'll disagree. I think it depends on the matchup and how you go out. Do you go out fighting like lions? Or are you paper tigers? You know what I mean? Like, are you rolling over like little puppy dogs? I think it depends on how the season finishes out. What else you got, man?
All right. How about this one? At CJ underscore 20H9. This isn't a shock. That's on Twitter. This isn't a shock. Get used to it. This team is horrible, Drapes. They only show up when it's against teams that matter.
Is that it? Is that the... Let me ask you, Jay, because you've been around longer than I have. You've been... And this is why I try to stay off social media during games and after games.
This is why I'm on social media.
Do you hear this, Hyper? Like, this team is horrible.
They're horrible.
2 years ago, we would have been rolling out the red carpet, having a parade down Capitol Ave for this kind of season.
Like, and this isn't a shock.
This isn't a shock. What are you talking about? And this is... This is part of the problem I'm having with Kings fans and the overreactions right now. Sure, it was a bad loss. I'm frustrated. But let's not have this loss mean it's a bad season. Like, I've heard people say, I hate this team.
Yeah.
I hate watching this team. Dude, this team got 40 wins. Mm. Do you know how often Sacramento has had 40 wins as a franchise? And I need to pull it up right here, but... This is something to be proud of. When it's all said and done, this team will have 46 wins. Now, you could be disappointed because it could have been better. It's like having a child, Jay. Let's say my son's a C student, has been a C student his entire career. But all of a sudden, he gets a B. Could have been an A, but he got a B. I'm okay. Like, you're trending in the right direction.
Yeah.
You're building a foundation. Effort. Mm-hmm. You're making progress. And I just don't get, and I know we're a couple of games off of last year's pace, I just don't get the negativity surrounding the team. Now, if you want to be upset after a loss, I get it. But to indict the whole team, the whole season, the whole organization, the coaching staff off of one loss?
It happens.
And you got 40 wins? Now, if you were the Celtics or the Miami Heat even, they're not doing this in Miami. Miami ain't saying they hate their team. Miami just like us right now, scrapping to get in. Are we the only fan base that hate? The Warriors aren't saying they hate their team, are they?
No.
Are Warriors fans saying they hate the
team?
I
haven't seen it, yeah. No.
Like, so what are we doing, Sacramento? This is frustrating. This upsets me, Jay, because I get it being upset with a loss.
I get it.
But some of the tweets you're reading, bro?
Yeah.
It's like, dude, what? You're taking it way too far. It's just one game. They come out and win tomorrow against Orlando. Are you going to have that same smoke and say, we're going to the NBA Finals? It's like people are on polar opposite ends of the spectrum. Let's get a little, you know, dose of reality.
Yeah, I agree. We're going to do this next hour.
All right, let's do it next
5 o'clock hour as well.
Exactly.
There's some powerful social network, social posts, man, that, you know, Sacramento Kings fans, it's interesting, Drapes. You talked about it. It's very polarizing on the opposite ends of the spectrum.
Right.
The time.
Exactly. It is. And coming up next, Jay, I want to get into this Malik Monk situation. Because people are upset that Malik left the court early, stormed off, whatever. I got a take on that. I know you do as well. Hit us up, 916-339-1140. It's Drive Guys here on Sactown Sports, 1140.